I looked very good. I got help from my friend Jane Tucker from New York City. She has a daughter 6'4", so she knows how to help tall people find some clothes. She came down here to go through my closet and Tuckerize me for pageant week. And she said, trying to line up all of my clothes, "Do you have a pashmina?" I said, "I don't think so. I've had all my shots." She said, "No, Jeannie, a pashmina. You wear it when it's not too cold and not too hot. It's just something that you have on." I said, "Well, we wear little sweaters for that." She said, "You need one. I'm going to send you a black one." Left brain said, "Don't let her do it. Don't let her do it. She's going to send something from New York City. There's no telling what this is going to cost." Well, the pashmina came. I just want to know for my information. Y'all know what it is? It's a shawl. It is a shawl like our grandmother had. Left brain looked right at it. He said, "Name it a pashmina. Raise the price on a shawl. Send it from New York City." I said, "Stop going in circles. It's apparent you don't know the style in New York City." But when I put it on, it wasn't stylish like I had seen Jane. I just put it on. It was a shawl. Next time I was with her, I saw why. She doesn't just put it on. She puts it on. She swirls that pashmina and takes this side, tosses it over this shoulder, and flips up her chin. She tosses it over this shoulder and flips up that chin. So I was standing in front of the mirror trying to do this. Left brain said, "What are you doing?" I said, "You don't know the style in New York City. Leave me alone." But when I flipped it up here, it kept falling down. So I called Jane Tucker and I said, "Jane, I think my pashmina needs a little snaps up here to keep it in place." She said, "It doesn't need snaps. What you need is an attitude. When you toss, flip it over your shoulder, you stare at your shoulders. It wouldn't dare come off." So I swirled that thing and toss, flipped, and toss, flipped, and then I stared them down, buddy. Left brain says, I said, "You don't know the style in New York City." I got a speech in New York City, and I called Jane Tucker, and I said, "Let's make sure I'm in style in New York City. What do you think I ought to wear?" She said, "Black, nothing but black. Did y'all know this in New York? Black." She said, "It's a dirty city." I said, "I've always heard that. I can't wait to hear about it." She said, "No, people go to work, then they go to the theater, and they go to dinner. They keep on the clothes all day. Cars riding by, cabs, splashes stuff on. If you wear pale colors like you women do in the South, you'll be dirty by 3 o'clock. Wear black. Bring your black skirt, your black sweater, jewelry, your black slacks, and don't you forget that black pashmina." I had it all out. Jerry was packing his stuff. He said, "What is all this black?" I said, "It's all I'm taking." He said, "Has somebody passed? Are we going to a funeral in New York City?" I said, "You don't know the style in New York City. You just get your clothes, but don't stand near me." The night before my speech, they had a reception in the hotel across the street. We were to go. I wore my black skirt, black sweater, jewelry, and we were leaving, and I said, "Wait a minute, let me get my black pashmina, because when we come back, it will be nippy." And we went over and went up that escalator to the mezzanine level. They had a big portrait of their keynote speaker, and I had on heels, which made me 6'4". Everybody knew who I was. And if there's one thing we do know how to do in the South, it's floating around a room. I went around meeting everybody. And after about an hour, I came back over to Left Brain, and I said, "It's time for us to leave. Let's move over toward the escalator." And when we got up there to the top of it, I said, "Back it up. I'm going to put on my pashmina." And I swirled that thing around, and I toss-flipped, and I toss-flipped, and I stared it down, and it wouldn't have moved. And down the escalator we went. People came looking over. I gave them my pageant wave. Got to the bottom of the escalator. A woman came up and said, "Excuse me, why do you have a pair of black slacks wrapped around your neck?" I couldn't speak, but Left Brain could. He said, "Because it's a dirty city." She said, "There's a zipper hanging down your back, wide open at the waistband here." I had taken that right leg and thrown it over here, the left leg and thrown it over there, and stared them down. She says it looks like a man or something was sitting on your shoulders and fell over and just slid out of the pants. I don't even remember leaving the hotel. The next thing I knew, we were out on the street and I was holding it on to the building. Left brain was fanning me. I was about to pass myself. And I said, I just cannot believe this is happening. And right there is when I talk about accepting things you can't change and keeping a smile on your face. Because right there, he said, I thought it looked funny when you put it on. You saw that I had a pair of black slacks wrapped around my neck and a zipper standing wide open. And you didn't think anything was wrong. And that's where his left brain kicked in on him. He said, I did think something was wrong. I thought it should have been zipped. Well, it gets worse. Going across the sidewalk trying to get back to our hotel, I was muttering and mumbling and everything else. And I guess finally I said, I just can't believe you didn't say something. He said, I started to, honey, but as we both know, I don't know the style in New York City.
That was Jeannie Robertson talking about the style in New York City. Here's one of my favorite quartets, the Deep River Quartet, with an old classic, Little Sister.
Little sister,
please, please, please.
Little sister, don't you cheat on me. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice and then you run. Oh, oh, oh. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Well, I did it, your big sister, when I took her to a show. I went out for some candy. Long came Jim Dandy. They snuck right out the door.
Sister, please, please, please.
Little sister, don't you
cheat on me.
Little sister, don't you
kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice and then you run. Oh,
little sister, don't you
do what your big sister done.
Well, anytime I see your sister, looks like she's got somebody new. Well, she's mean and evil, like a little poor weevil. Guess I'll try my luck with you.
Little sister,
please, please, please.
Little sister, don't you
cheat on me.
Little sister, don't you
kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice and then you run.
Now don't you do what your big sister does.
task force in Benton, Arkansas earlier this year consisted of police and United States Marshals who were tasked with tracking down Taron Watson, age 26. He had spent several days on the lam as a suspect in a shooting. When he was arrested, he was wearing a t-shirt that read, "You can run, but you can't hide." Here's Mr. Arthur Godfrey with "My Little Grass Shack."
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Connies and Wahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear those guitars a-playing on the beach at Ho'oponaunau. And I can hear those Hawaiians saying, "O komo mai no kaua I kahale vela kahau." It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place, it's always fair to see. Just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Where the huma huma nuka nuka wapa wapa goes swimming by. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. That's a grand old place, it's always fair to see. I am just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Where the hoopa hoopa nooka nooka wapa wapa go swimming by. Where the hoopa hoopa nooka nooka wapa wapa go swimming by.
Say, I'd like to thank you for spending this hour with me right here on the Jason Kirtman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that do indeed carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station. Also 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. The Leading Edge Radio Network based out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County. That stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of beautiful Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio. And out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. Out of Occidental, California, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM. And out of Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7 FM. Out of San Francisco, California, AM 1700 Radio Richmond. And out of Ringgold, Georgia, AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Also out of beautiful Andrews, North Carolina, there's Andrews Community Radio. And Denver, Colorado, Classic Hits 1630 AM. Out of Dark County, Ohio, Dark Classics Radio. And our European friends and neighbors, The Music Player Yesterday. Out of Great Britain. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirtman Show. To check out all of the stations that carry the program, go to my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And click on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. Also, while you're there, check out my blog and send me an email. Let me know how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirtman Show.
No, another place I look for humor is in the things that happen around me every single day. There is a chain of hotels in the state of Kentucky called the Executive Inns, and then it might be the West or Riverfront or whatever, and they're big hotels. So if there is a convention in town, there's a great chance it might be in one of these Executive Inn hotels. And I was there to speak at one of them at a luncheon for ladies. I asked if I could have a late checkout so that I could go back to the room and change my clothes after the speech, but another big convention was rolling in behind me, so they said they couldn't do it. I went to the client, and we decided the sensible thing. She would give me the key to her room, and then I would change clothes after the speech, and she would take me to the airport. It wasn't an electronic key. When she gave it to me, this delightful Southern lady had an old brass-looking key. It was a real key. My grandchildren wouldn't have ever even seen a key like this. You put it in a hole and turn it one way, and there's no electronic things involved. And she said, "Now listen, Jeannie, don't you lose this key, because I would be mortified. I've already lost two of them. And if I had to go back up there and tell them I had lost a third one of these old, beautiful keys, it'd just be," I said, "don't worry, I'll give it to you." I gave the speech, went up to her room, changed clothes, and came down and talking to people in the lobby. And within 30, 35 minutes, I was on my airplane, a commuter, with about 50 people, jammed full of people, getting ready to leave. The door was shut. And we heard somebody banging on the airplane door. And the flight attendant went over and did what they always do. They look out, and then they start turning and open it up. And the gate agent came on, took the PA system from the flight attendant, and announced to the whole plane, "Well, passenger Jeannie Robertson, ring your flight attendant call button. Jeannie Robertson." Well, since that's me, I rang the button. And then he said, "Mrs. Robertson, the people at the Executive Inn Hotel want their room key back." Well, people started laughing all on the airplane. And of course, I knew she probably went to high school with this guy and said, "Go on there, and I can't even get through the security. Get my room key back." But by now, he's turned into a comedian. Everybody's laughing. And apparently, that'll do it to a lot of people if they can get a camera right on them. And he came walking up the aisle and was going, "Give it to me, give it to me." The whole flight's waiting on it, and I couldn't find it. Women, you know, I just dropped it in this big purse. So I was trying to shake the purse to get it to roll down, and I stood up and hit my head on the overhead bin. Finally gave it to him, and he walked away, got about 3 or 4 feet, and turned back, said, "Miss Robertson, if you're going to take our keys, don't come back to Kentucky." So he went off the airplane, and he left. She shut the door. Now, right there is where I should have zipped it up. But no, I felt compelled to explain to the airplane what had just happened and why. And they listened intently at first, and then they begin to peel off. You can see them just turning back to their magazines, till finally the only people listening to me was this couple across the aisle. And I was saying, "Well, I knew what it was. My friend had sent him." But even knowing that, when he announced, "The people at the Executive Inn Hotel want their room key back," it made me nervous. She said, "Made you nervous? We've got a couple of their towels."
Barry Manilow did not write his hit song, "I Write the Songs." It was written by a man named Bruce Johnston. He did, however, write State Farm's "Like a Good Neighbor" jingle. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, "What will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich?" Here's what she said to me. "Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, que sera, sera.
That was Doris Day with Que Sera, Sera. Here's Jackie Wilson with It's So Fine.
You don't want me, it's so plain to see. I can tell by the way you're treating me. You run around and have your fun, then you come on to me when you're done. But it's so fine, yeah, it's so fine. Uh-huh. It's so fine. Want to be with you. Out all night long. You come to me and you say it isn't wrong. I should have left you long ago, but I can't because I know that it's so fine. Yeah, it's so fine. Uh-huh. It's so fine. Want to be with you. Control me, but baby, you know that they shouldn't be. You try to keep me in my place, and you can, cause I had a taste, and it's so fine. Yeah, it's so fine. Uh-huh. It's so fine. Want to be with you.
Here's Elvis Presley with another great song. It's called Mess of Blues.
I just got your letter, baby. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy. Sitting here all alone. Since you gone.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me this hour of the Jason Kirtman Show. I'm going to leave you with a classic from Herman's Hermits. Something tells me I'm into something good. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She danced close to me like I hope she would.
She danced with me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
We only dance for a minute or two, and then she stuck close to me the whole night through. Can I be the one in love?
She's everything I've been dreaming of.
She's everything I've been dreaming of. I moved to home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just a one night stand. So I asked to see her next week, and she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something. Ah.
If you ever plan on taking a vacation in this part of the country, might I recommend a stop in our beautiful area, Southern New Mexico, where you can learn about Billy the Kid, some of America's atomic programs, and our space program. There's a lot to see and do here, I guarantee it. You can check out all there is to see and do in our local areas by visiting www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are now linked on my homepage at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirtman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing cleaning products for the home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.